This is a CKTZ news update. Whitney Vanderleest is a local permaculture expert and composting enthusiast living on Cortez Island. Last fall, she announced in a Tideline post that she would be willing to accept household organic waste from residents, but no one responded. Waste composition studies undertaken by the regional district did show that Cortez Island could divert much more of its organic waste from the landfill. Vanderleest talked about other recent progress keeping organic materials on Cortez and how she hopes to continue encouraging the community to compost more of their household organic waste.
Well, I am feeling a little bit more hopeful right now. Lucretia and I have, over the past number of years, been writing to the SRD regarding the curbside wood chipping program. There's free woodside chipping, but in the previous years, that has been required that the chips are actually hauled to Campbell River to be disposed of at waste site, which, you know, I'm sure they're composted there, but the cost and, you know, the carbon footprint of shipping all those wood chips off of the island when we have such a need for them here, it is just huge. So this year we're finally successful in actually allowing those wood chips to stay. So that's one of the exciting things, I guess, that's happening this year, is that we are going to have the opportunity to receive those wood chips, to compost them, and then they can be distributed out so that people on the island here can have access to composted wood chips, which are deemed, you know, safe to use in a residential area.
I believe you had put in a post on the Tideline that you would be willing to accept household compost.
Yeah. And so I actually never received any response back. So I'm going to actually post again about that, because I still think that that really is a good initiative and that it would work here.
Okay. So maybe they don't want to compost it at their house on their property, but what do you think about the hesitancy around somebody else taking their compost?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think that probably a lot of people are composting. I think that a lot of people are afraid of potential to attract vermin to their, you know, to their house site. But I really don't see that as a valid concern, because that compost is going into the garbage, which is also at your house site. For the people who aren't composting, you know, it's maybe just another step that they'd rather not bother with. We should be trying to find better solutions than, you know, shipping it off the island, putting it in the landfill where it produces a huge amount of methane. And, you know, it's hugely problematic for the environment. The footprint of shipping our garbage off the island is huge. You know, when we can reduce that amount of shipping is, you know, incredible and worth doing. And when that compost ends up in the actual landfills, it produces a huge amount of methane because it can't break down, you know, with healthy bacteria what would happen in a regular compost pile. And instead it just kind of rots there amongst the garbage and yeah, produces a huge amount of methane and other gases that are just wreaking havoc on the environment.
So when you bury your compost, like if it's just put into the garbage and landfilled, that's not the same as composting.
You know, in a compost pile, there's just millions of beneficial microbes in there, bacteria and fungi that are actively decomposing the, you know, the waste that we put in there. And they do an incredible job breaking down even toxins and things that might make it through into that pile. Whereas in a landfill where it's plastic and garbage, those bacteria are just not present. They're not there to break down that organic matter in a healthy way. And so it just rots and produces a huge amount of gas.
Are there any other benefits to keeping that compost on the island?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question, because focusing a little bit on the negative there, but the positive of keeping the compost here is that it's a hugely beneficial resource. It, you know, provides us healthy soil to grow huge amounts of food. I mean, we don't actually need to be importing all of the soil amendments that come onto this island to grow healthy food if we were to just stop shipping away those local resources, you know, the wood chips being one of them, the food scraps being another. You know, we can use those together to create healthy soil and develop a food security here that would be so much stronger, so much more secure just with the local resources that we have.
Well, good for you, Whitney.
Yeah, working on it. You know, I would like to invite people to connect with their neighbors and also with me if they are in Whaletown and currently do not have a place to compost their food scraps. I'm absolutely happy to receive them here at my place. And likely you have a neighbor, a local gardener that would also be, you know, close by you and willing to receive food scraps. So we should keep striving for that, for people that might listen to this interview to that might be throwing their food scraps in the garbage to, yeah, connect with someone or reach out to me and I can help you connect with someone who would be willing to take those food scraps off your hands.
Before I get your contact information, in case somebody wants to do that, can you just give a really quick summary of, you know, what you're looking for in the compost, what you're not looking for in the compost, and what container would be best?
If it's just your neighbor, it can be in a bucket. And, you know, and I think a bucket system actually does work fairly well, that you could fill up a bucket and we could then, you know, switch buckets weekly or however long it's taking to fill that up. In terms of what can go into a compost, again, it depends a little bit on your composter. If it's a neighbor, some people don't like putting, you know, meat or bones or orange peels in their compost, but I am a pretty liberal composter. I run a compost run that I employ my 25 chickens to scratch through and process. So I'm not afraid if there are some meat scraps or food scraps in there that, like, you know, are cooked. A lot of people choose not to put cooked food in their compost because it can attract rats. So I think it all depends on the connections that we make. I mean, if you have a neighbor who's going to pick your food scraps up, they might have their own, you know, stipulations of what they want in there and don't want in there. Through my system, I'm not too afraid. I definitely prefer not to have dog or cat waste. So there are lots of options in terms of, yeah, diverting all waste from the landfill.
Well, that's great. So it just depends on who's receiving the compost and what their system allows. And so you just need to have that conversation.
That's right. Yeah. But I mean, in terms of what will compost, if it was living, it will break down back down into compost. So,
hey, just give me an indication of how people can get a hold of you if they want you to get their compost.
Sure. Yeah. Probably email would be best. And so my email is just my name. So WhitneyVanderLeest@gmail.com.
Thank you so much, Whitney, for talking to me about this today, about composting.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Kate Madigan, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.